Good afternoon, everybody, on the 1st of December, Tuesday, the 1st of December 2015. Now, because I haven't been posting regularly lately, I'm going to try and do a boo every day in December. I'm not going to label it that, because I think a couple of years ago there was a monthly thing called boo every day in December. I don't think I'm going to label it that, but it would be nice if anyone else felt like joining in, because I've noticed a big drop. There's some regulars that are still posting, but there's some people that used to post regularly, quite a few that don't post anymore. So I want to try and that's including me. So I'm going to try and give it a slightly Christmas theme, but it's not all going to be about Christmas. Today certainly isn't, but to make it a Christmas theme, I'm going to make myself a cup of tea and have a shop-bought mince pie. It's not my first. I had one the other day. I don't really like shop-bought mince pies, but the only ones I can eat, really, are the Co-op's ones. I always get a packet of those every year. I don't make them either. I tried making them once. They were a bit of a disaster. I can't remember what went wrong with them, but something did. I don't know now. I made them once. But my mum makes nice mince pies when she feels like it, when she feels like making them, that is. So I'm going to go in the kitchen, put the kettle on, make a cup of tea. And then I'm going to have a rant about hospital transport. So if you don't want to hear that, then feel free to switch off any time after this moment. So I'll tell you about it while I'm making tea. Now, yesterday I told you what happened with the driver not thinking he couldn't take the dog. So today, I had an appointment, as I think I said. I'm going to turn my radio down a little bit. I had an appointment at the dental department, the dental unit. It's quite a big department. I've never been there before, but I need to get my teeth fixed before they can put me on the transplant list. And I'm seeing the surgeon next week, and he will tell me this. So today was a consultation at 12 o'clock. And so you're told to be ready 2 hours before. So I was ready not long after 10 o'clock. Might not have been dead on time, but I was ready and waiting. And it got to 11:20, and I thought, hold on a minute, I'm an hour's drive away. I'm not going to get there on time. Now, if it's at the renal unit and I'm late, they will always still see me, because if my appointment was at 10 and I turned up at 4, they would still see me, end of story. But I don't think every department is the same, and certainly one you've never been to before, you can't take that chance. So I thought, I'm going to be late. So I started to try and ring transport, and I couldn't get through. It's not just that I was expected to wait a long time. They actually said there's no agents to take your call at the moment. I rang up 3 or 4 times, the same thing, please call back later. That's never happened to me before. So I thought, okay, I'll ring the dentistry department. When I rang the switchboard, I didn't have a number. There were so many options, I didn't know which one to choose. So the first one was something like dental central something or other, clinic or something like that. So there was about 8 or 9 options of different dentists, pediatric dentistry, orthodontists, all this stuff. So I thought, well, I don't know which one's mine, so I chose that one, and I think it was the right one. Well, it kind of was. Now, they said, you are number 7 in the queue. We expect you to wait 14 minutes. It's more like 20, and we didn't ever seem to be getting anywhere. You know, I was number 7 for ages, number 6 for ages. Finally, I got through. Now, in the meantime, before I got through, like about 20 to 12, the driver turned up. And bearing in mind, it's an hour's drive, and that's on a good day, which today probably would have been okay, because it depends, you know, if you go on the earlier ones, it takes longer or later because of rush hour. We weren't going to get there in time, so I wanted to ring the dentist's department and say, we'll tell them what's happened. Transport didn't turn up. If I come up, will they still see me? So eventually I got through to somebody. She said, oh, I don't know. I need to put you through somewhere else. I forget where it was now. I need to put you through to another department. So I was in another queue for ages.
And meanwhile, the driver said, well, I can only wait 15 minutes. After them keeping me waiting, he didn't even apologise. He wasn't unpleasant, but he didn't apologise. And no one rang me from the transport department to say that they were going to be late. And the woman that I spoke to that said she was going to find out, she'd have to find out from the consultant, said I would be put, if I didn't come to my appointment today, I will be put back at the bottom of a waiting list. And of course, this really upset me because she said, if you're not going to turn up, I said, look, it's not a question that I'm not going to turn up. I said, I've got transport here. They won't wait more than 15 minutes. And I need to know whether I will be seen if I turn up, because I don't want to waste an hour's journey, get there. I said, oh, sorry, you're late for your appointment. We can't see you. So I said, well, I'll have to speak to the consultant. Hold on, I'll put you on hold. And I thought, here we go again. She put me on hold, and then somehow, I don't know what happened, I'm presuming it was a mistake, she put me through to the switchboard, so I had to start all over again. I rang, you know, where I started from, and then I got put in the queue again. I was only number three in the queue, but when I tell you that number three to go into number two took more than 15 minutes, I'm not exaggerating, and number two was the same. So we had to tell, the driver said he had to go. So I said, we hadn't even got through. I said, you'll have to tell him to go because he's not going to wait more than 15 minutes. And 15 minutes was passed. So we told him to go. And then my question actually changed from, will they see me today, to, please, will you not put me at the bottom of a waiting list? Because it's not my fault and I don't think that's fair. So I eventually got through to speak to somebody, and she said, oh, well, she was really nice. She said, to save you having to queue again, I will ring my colleague and see if they can sort something out. I had to ring the waiting list department. And so she tried and tried for about 10 minutes. And then she said, oh, I'm really sorry, but then they're really busy. They're not answering the phone at the moment. Can you ring back after 1:30? And I'll hopefully have some better news for you. So I rang back at 2 o'clock, and she said, I'm really sorry, I still haven't managed to get hold of her, but I've got some good news. I've got her name's Carol. So she went off and said, I'll just try one more time, because my colleague said she's got left her desk, but he said he was going to try and find her. So she came back and said, I found Carol, but she's in a meeting at the moment, so I'm going to give her all your email, all your details, and she'll call you back. So I'm still waiting for that. And so in the meantime, I decided to ring transport. I'd kept trying, but there was still no agents. And eventually I got through, like, after 2 o'clock. So 3 hours from the first time I started to call them. And I said to one of the girls, you know, I haven't got a complaint. I want to speak to somebody. I've got a complaint. I said, it's not against any of you that booked the transport, because they booked it correctly. And I know because they called me. Someone called me on Sunday to check that I still needed to go, and the time and everything, so I know it was booked correctly. So I said, okay, I want to speak to your manager. So they gave me three numbers for the manager, three extension numbers, and I know like the main number for the switchboard. So first of all, I tried ringing directly, just the switchboard number and the extension on the end, which you are supposed to be able to do. Okay, it rang and rang, then some poor bugger answered and said, this is a patient's room. That was the first extension. That was 8111. And then I tried the next one, which was 8113. And I got the same bloke again. So the other one they gave me was 8117. So I got through to the switchboard this time, and I got them to put me through in case there was some connection problem. And it rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and rang and rang for about 10 minutes, and no one answered. So I'm not in a very good mood about it all. I think it's absolutely disgraceful that it's taken so long to get to speak to somebody. I still haven't really spoken to anybody about anything, because I haven't spoken to the lady about the waiting list, and I haven't spoken to transport to complain, and it's not looking very likely that I'm going to get either done today. I'm very upset that this has happened, because I find it quite stressful going to the hospital, and I'd psyched myself up for it, and then I don't end up going. I'm all dressed up with nowhere to go. Basically not all dressed up, you know what I mean. I have my coat on, got all my bags ready. And then I'm just told, well, you know, you'll have to speak to the consultant, and I got put back to the switchboard, and the transport bloke said, well, I can't wait. And after keeping me waiting for 2 hours, and they don't even ring you to tell you, sorry, we're running late. So if they'd rung me at 11 o'clock and said, I'm really sorry, but we're running late, I would have had a head start to be able to try and contact the dental department. I probably would have got through in time to find out whether it was still worth my while going before my transport turned up, and before, you know, I don't know, before everything got out of control and beyond repair. So I'm actually very upset about it, because, you know, I have waited a long time for this. I was referred from my own local dentist at the beginning of September, so I've waited 3 months to get an appointment. 3 months. It only came through last week. So I've basically waited 3 months for my appointment, and now I don't want to have to wait another 3 months. I don't see why I should. It's holding me up. I'm seeing the surgeon next week, and he will tell me, we can't put you on the list until you've had your teeth done. I need some teeth out. That's something I probably said before. And, excuse me, it's just, the whole thing, the whole situation is not acceptable, because it's not the first time. This mince pie is not very nice. For the carp, it's a bit soggy. Usually they have very crisp pastry. This is a bit soggy. Maybe they're out of date. We only bought them on Saturday, but they're not in a box. They're in like a plastic thing with compartments. Actually, it doesn't taste very nice. I don't think I'm going to be eating this. That's another cock-up of the day. Right, let me go and put that in the bin. It's not nice. Yuck. There's only one more left. I had one the other day, and it was nice, actually. So I think they might have been in the fresh cake department, if you know what I mean. Rather than the packet cakes. Well, that wasn't very nice at all. It was too cakey and soggy. I think that's probably from the... because the ones I usually get in the car are in a box. So I think that's the problem. I think they should be... you know, they last longer. It actually didn't smell very nice either. But the one I had on Saturday was nice. So that's not how they naturally are. But there's one more left because someone else has had another one, and I'm going to chuck it away. so anyway... I'm still in limbo because I don't know when my appointment's going to be. I don't know if I'm going to have to wait another 3 months. And I don't know how I'm going to convey it to the transport manager, how I'm ever going to get to speak to him to tell him that his service is basically crap and that he really needs to step up his game, because it's not acceptable that this thing happens. And it's not, as I say, it's not the first time. It's not even the second time. To completely miss an appointment like this, which is something important, it's absolutely not acceptable in where I'm coming from as a patient. I have contacted I forget what it's called, something patient liaison group or whatever it's called. It's not called that, but, what's it called? PALS, patient, something association, I don't know. Anyway, I contacted them a few months ago and I got a response, but she said she would forward it onto the transport people. I never got any reply from them. I told them a whole catalogue of things that they'd done wrong. And I did say some good things that they do as well. The drivers are nice, but it doesn't come from the drivers. It comes from the control desk, where they dispatch the vehicles. Why wasn't my vehicle dispatched earlier? Or if it was late, why wasn't I contacted so I could make the appropriate arrangements and see if I was still able to be seen if I was late. As it turned out, I couldn't get through to anybody in time to, you know, no one at transport, there was no one available for 3 hours. And the dental place
it's just queue. And the most annoying thing is the driver saying, I can only wait 15 minutes now. excuse me. The point is, I know they're only allowed to wait 15 minutes, but I'm put down now as a single, needing a vehicle to myself because I've got a guide dog. And that's a bit stupid if you ask me, but if that's the way they want to play it, that's fine. It suits me better because it means we don't have to stop to drop other people off on coming home or pick them up going and make ourselves even later. So it's not like he's keeping anyone else that needs to get to their appointment by 12 o'clock waiting, because there isn't anybody else, only me. So I think to say that he could only wait 15 minutes was also unacceptable. I think he should have waited until I got through and got a definitive answer, however long it took. Because after all, I had waited 2 hours for him with no communication from anybody to say that he wasn't going to turn up in time to get me to my appointment, because it's an hour's drive. And I'm totally, totally pissed off about the whole thing and about my mince pie. And now I don't know. I'm in limbo. I don't know what's happening about it. And they haven't rung me back, and I expect that hopefully this Carol will ring me back, but I can't hold my breath over it. So I will keep you posted, but I'm going to try and do a boo every day in December, and they won't all be rants. I'll try and make it a bit more pleasant. Because I actually can't believe it's December. I think it's the scariest thing ever, because it doesn't seem literally to me more than like 3 months since it was Christmas before. And we were putting the Christmas tree up at the last minute on Christmas Eve. And there was a funny story about that, but I'm not sure I can really share it on here. Ronan lost his temper with the Christmas tree. Said he was going to... I will share it. He lost his temper with the Christmas tree because the lights wouldn't go right. Now, he's got a very artistic eye. So he likes things to look aesthetically pleasing. And it wouldn't go right, so he stormed off saying he was going to stab the Christmas tree. So I've joked about it ever since, because I've never heard anything so ridiculous. And I keep making a noise going, and if someone says, what, that? I say, that's the Christmas tree shaking in its box, because it's not a real one. We had a real one the year before last, and it died. It wasn't supposed to die. And so I say, oh, that's a Christmas... Since about October, I've been saying... They say, what's that? And I say, that's a Christmas tree shaking in its box. Because it was threatened last year. Is the same thing going to happen again? I mean, we went in hysterics over it at the time. There was me, Obi and Connor were all here. And that was the funniest thing. I mean, I know it's not really funny, but you had to be here, I think. I've never heard anything so ridiculous as he's going to stab the Christmas tree. It's not a very nice thing to say, but I had to laugh because I think the poor Christmas tree, what did it ever do to anybody? Actually, it's really not anything to laugh at, to say stuff. He doesn't normally say stuff like that, but he really... I don't think he could think of anything bad enough to say about the Christmas tree. Oh, anyway, we won't be putting it up for another couple of weeks. I like to have it up a few weeks, but I don't like to have it up like November. I know some people do, and there's nothing wrong with that. Probably we will put it up either next weekend or the weekend after. There's not many more weekends left, basically. So anyway, I'm going to love you and leave you for now. I'm very disappointed in my mince pie. It was absolutely disgusting. And the day has been a pretty crappy one so far.